Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A ceremony is happening this morning in North Pole in memory of two local Alaska State Troopers killed in the line of duty. Sergeant Scott Johnson and Trooper Gabe Rich were shot to death while responding to a call in the village of Tananaw 4 years ago today. This morning's ceremony is happening at a memorial park named after the fallen officers. Department of Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan and other officials are scheduled to speak. An ice jam sent water over the banks of the Tananaw River at Salcha yesterday. National Weather Service meteorologist Christopher Cox says the jam set up Monday at a regular trouble spot in the Boondocks area.
We had reports yesterday of up to 8 inches of water crossing the road south of the old Richardson Highway. We've also had reports of water inundating some low-lying areas adjacent to the river there, with several yards and residences being surrounded by water there.
Salcha resident Kat Perry surveyed the area this morning.
There is no flooding that I have seen at Boondocks Bar and Store. The roadside ponds are very high, higher than I've seen them in 12 years. So there will be probably some flooding if this precipitation keeps up.
Perry reported steady snowfall and slushy driving conditions. The Weather Service's Cox says snow is forecast off and on through tomorrow, after which it's expected to dry out and warm up. The city of Fairbanks has given the owner of a downtown property where the old Masonic Temple once stood another 30 days to remove a pile of rubble left after the structure was demolished in March.
He did request and has been granted an extension until May 30th to remove the debris.
City spokeswoman Teal Soden says the city approved the request by property owner Harold Gretzma yesterday, the initial deadline set for the debris to be cleaned up. The temple was demolished in March after its snow-laden roof partially collapsed. Soden says the city expects Gretzma to remove the building debris by the new deadline.
So he understands that the extension will not be going on beyond May 30th.
The debris pile is a concern to downtown business owners as tourist season approaches, according to Downtown Association Executive Director David Vandenberg.
Visitors are coming to our community this summer, and we'd like that wreckage pile of the Masonic Temple to not be there.
Gretzma says he's been looking for help to get the job done because he can't afford to pay the $80,000 cleanup cost. The University of Alaska Fairbanks is partnering with Sandia National Laboratory to conduct science in the Arctic. UAF recently signed an agreement with the Albuquerque, New Mexico-based government-owned lab, which also has research facilities on Alaska's North Slope. UAF Geophysical Institute Director Robert McCoy says the agreement centers on some distinct areas of study, including disaster response, space weather, and a long-running atmospheric radiation measurement program.
And we've been collaborating there, but also they've been flying unmanned aircraft, and we've been flying unmanned aircraft. So we're trying to partner to do more of that kind of work.
McCoy says UAF and Sandia officials are discussing the possibility of building a UAV base on the North Slope for flights over Arctic waters.
We'd like to build something up near Aliktok Point. We've been flying unmanned aircraft missions there the past few years. But it'd be nice to have a more elaborate facility that we can carry out more science.
McCoy says the UAV base is in the early discussion phase and there's no funding yet.
UAF has lands that we may be able to throw into the mix, or it's easier for us to get access to lands.
McCoy says the UAV base, which would allow flights all the way to the North Pole, would be open to other universities and agencies to contract out for research. He says the agreement signed by UAF and Sandia allows fund sharing between the two entities to forward research projects. I'm Dan Bross.